the Gospel of today ends with something that we should very much be paying attention to. Our Lord tells the virgins, there were 10 who were wise and 10 who were stupid. Fatue. And the wise ones had enough oil for themselves and even a little bit more. The stupid ones had no oil. How did they expect to be able to adorn and light their lamps before the groom and the bride when they came? And of course, the thing is, as the Gospel ends, it says, you do not know when he will come. And indeed, and that is an advertisement for or advice for us, because we do not know when the Lord will come. Of course, this is the Gospel and the readings for the feast of the great Spanish doctor of the church, Santa Teresa de Ahumada de Ávila. St. Teresa of Ávila, as we know her in English, reformer of Carmel. Now, the Gospel has something particularly to say to me, and in the last couple of days I've been involved in something that happened 10 years ago, yesterday. I was in the rectory and the phone rang, and one of our parishioners called me and said, Canon, my father was bringing home a plane that my mother gave him for his birthday, and he was taking off, he was refueling near Chicago, I think it was, and he started the engine up to come home, and the plane blew up into smithereens. And so their father, their husband, my friend, he did not know the hour nor the moment. It was his birthday, and this is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And that was the way it was. And so you see, those things do happen. St. Teresa of Ávila lived a very long life, considering those days. But at the same time, she was always prepared. And today is also the fourth day of the week, Feria Cuarta, which is, in English, Wednesday. Mittwoch, in German, the middle of the week. And it is dedicated to St. Joseph, the wonderful, wonderful foster father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the most chaste spouse of the ever-blessed Virgin Mary. And this also speaks to the feast of today. St. Teresa of Ávila had a tremendous devotion to St. Joseph. Everywhere she needed something, she would put a little piece of paper underneath or behind the statue of St. Joseph, which I still do. And St. Joseph would take care of it. And she taught her nuns, her daughters, to love St. Joseph. After Mary and Jesus, there is no better, no greater saint than St. Joseph. And so, it's a very appropriate day that today we have the feast of St. Teresa. Now, Teresa had two things that she carried with her wherever she went. And even though she was cloistered, nevertheless, she had to open umpteen new Carmels, as the monasteries of the Carmelites are called, both male and female. And everywhere she went, she had something with her that she never failed to have. On one hand, she had a statue of the Blessed Mother, and on the other hand, she had a statue of St. Joseph. And, of course, one or the other would have the baby Jesus too, because she had a tremendous devotion to the baby Jesus. And so she's telling us by this what our spiritual life should be and how we should rule it and guide it and lead it. And that we should allow ourselves to be ruled and guided by them to heaven, to the heavenly courts. There are many, many adventures of St. Teresa that I could tell you, but we don't have enough time. One of the best portrayals, of course, you have her autobiography and other books that she wrote, but the most beautiful and easy for us 20th and 21st century Catholics to understand is a mini-series, as it's called in this country, of the life of St. Teresa that was produced in Spain about 40, 50 years ago. In fact, the actress that portrayed St. Teresa died just a few months ago. And it is magnificent. It is in Spanish with English subtitles, but it's worth seeing it. And I remember one year when it was given to me, I had a very, very bad flu or something, and I was in bed for many days. And I was able to watch it from my bed over and over and over again. This wonderful life of St. Teresa of Avila. She was the first doctor of the church, a female doctor of the church. And of course, later on, she has been joined by others, St. Catherine of Siena, St. Teresa of Lisieux, who bears her name, and so many others besides. And so today, we look to her tremendous wisdom that she has shared and left with us. Nada te turbe, nada te espante, con la paciencia todo se alcanza. Don't let anything disturb you, nothing affright you. With patience, you can achieve everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.